Yes, this is the Bible Quizzer podcast. Thank you so kindly for joining us. My name is Cullen Baggett, and I'm joined again by Micah Folkers and David Roberts. Today, we're going to give our previews and opinions of the two tournaments that will end this Bible quiz season, Squonnet and AACS. Squonnet is going to happen next Monday. AACS will happen next Tuesday, and the top three or four teams from Tuesday will advance to the AACS finals on Thursday. So we're going to start with Squonnet and then go into AACS. For Squonnet, this tournament is going to be hosted at Faith in Taylor, South Carolina. There are 19 teams from 14 different ministries coming from 10 different states, including five AACS state champions. Academy of Excellence has two teams. Then they technically are listed as having a third team, but that is made up of the Paskevich family mostly. Then we have Canaan, Georgia, Cross Point, Indiana. Cross Point is an AACS state champion. They'll be at AACS as well. We have three teams from Falls in Wisconsin, one team from First Baptist Church Long Beach in California, also an AACS state champion, Franklin Road from Tennessee, Greenville from South Carolina, Landmark from Virginia. They are AACS state champions. At Virginia, they'll be at AACS. Then we have Maquonago from Wisconsin, also at AACS. Pilgrims on Earth from South Carolina, Ridgeview from Tennessee, the Schultz family from Minnesota, two teams from Tabernacle, North Carolina. One of those teams will be competing at AACS and one North Carolina for their state. And then we have Temple, Texas, who won Texas and will also be at AACS. So we will jump right in. We're not going to go through all of the teams. We know the usual suspects. But I want Micah, if you are looking through those teams, just real quick, give me kind of your top three.
Yeah, I'm going to predict for the top three. Definitely Falls 1, Ridgeview. I think those are pretty easy. For the third team, it could go a lot of different directions. I'm probably going to go with Schultz family this time. It could be Greenville. It could be Maquonago. They're definitely up there. But I'm going to go with Schultz family somewhere in those three, I would say.
Okay. I think I'm going to have a really similar prediction here in no order. I'll tell everyone later who I think will win. I am going to say top three, Greenville, South Carolina, Ridgeview, Tennessee, and then Falls one. That's my top three. I think those are probably going to be most benefited from the structure of this tournament that's a little different from CI. One thing that's different from CI that will have an influence on the results is Squonnet is a quiz out with five correct, four errors. And I believe there is still a 10-point bonus for quizzers who quiz out 5-0, whereas
Yep.
Colorado is 6-6. This is an asset for teams that have more depth. It can be a liability or a detriment to teams who are more led by a single quizzer. Unless that quizzer is a clean quizzer, in which case they can get an extra 10 points for quizzing out without error. But generally, that's low probability at this high level of competition. David, for the sake of the honor of the game, will not give his top three. He will be quiz mastering. So kudos to David for quiz mastering at the tournament. I do want to touch on a couple of these teams that we don't really have any information on that we can't give an accurate prediction. I'll just give you what I know. Canaan, Georgia, don't really know much about them. Know they've quizzed a little bit, but a new team, more or less. Franklin Road is an up-and-coming team from Tennessee. I understand they did win AACS or the Tennessee Association of Christian Schools. They could have represented Tennessee, but their quizzers are all very young. I don't think they're going to go. Landmark, Virginia, I have no information on Landmark. They could be the greatest thing out there. It could be their second time to quiz. I have no idea. Pilgrims on Earth in South Carolina. I know that they won the PQA tournament. They did also receive a vote or two in our top 10 poll that recently came out. I imagine they will be in the middle of the pack. And then the Tabernacle teams, I don't really know that much about them. Temple, Texas, I do know a little bit more about, but I'm not sure how experienced they're going to be against this level of competition. So that's why I didn't pick them in the top three. Looking at this tournament as a whole, we've just talked about all these teams who we don't really know much about. Is there any team that you look at that you think is a sleeper that you could see getting into the top five? And we'll start with David for this one. Just give me one team who you think.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking between a couple. Like, I think the top pick for a sleeper might be FBCLB. I feel like no one, they're not talked about as necessarily one of the top like five teams, but they've always been very solid. And they're one of those teams like you don't necessarily always want to face because they could be really good in a quiz and be lights out and they could blow away some of the other teams. So I think FBC will be. And then maybe my other pick for a sleeper team is Crosspoint. I think they've kind of slipped under the radar this year and they've kind of been almost there and almost ready to pop in. And they just haven't quite been able to make that jump. But I know Levi Haskell, who's their main quizzer, I heard some things that some teams are afraid to face them because he made some incredible jumps. And I think they're going to be really motivated. I think this is his senior year. So I think look for a Crosspoint to take a big jump. I would not be surprised if they made it in the top five, top six. I think they're going to be a team that even the top teams don't really want to face because they could be a very hard team. So I think my sleeper pick is Crosspoint for this tournament.
Okay, so this is going to sound really biased. I'm
I
actually
think I know where you're going.
not going with AoE1. I'm actually going with AoE3, which has the Pascavages on it, because I've seen their improvement from Mukwonago till CI, and if they keep that t same trajectory going, they could definitely actually be in the top. They have two quizzers that know the whole material and another brother who's just a very strong natural quizzer, even though he doesn't know all the material. And then they do have one AoE quizzer who knows a couple chapters. But I think that their trajectory shows a lot of potential, and they could actually surprise some people. They were actually not that far off in CI from some of the better teams. So I'm gonna go with that. Of course, I could see some other teams being up there, but I'm gonna go with the home team in my case.
Yeah,
So.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised either. I would say like there's two or three teams that you say, yeah, they're almost guaranteed to be top five. But I think there's like four or five teams where you're like, they could
They
make
could
it
be.
in, and I could
Exactly.
also see them kind of messing up early and maybe not even making the top 10.
Right. And one thing I'll mention too, we do kind of, I think it's just natural, especially for me. I tend to see multiple names with different numbers, like AoE1, AoE2, Falls1, Falls2. And we kind of like ignore the two and three. And we just
Yeah.
think, whatever the one team is, that's going to be the best team. And CI definitely proved us wrong on that. Like Falls 3 got second place, which seems so random. So one of the sleeper teams could definitely be another Falls team, or yeah, probably one of the Falls teams. If any two team or three team makes it to the top, it would probably be the Falls 2 or 3 team. The AoE 3 team is really probably the AoE 1 team if it was based on skill. So because they do have a lot more experience than our AoE teams. So.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it really a sleeper if we say Falls 2 or Falls 3? A team
Right.
with Lydia and Paul is probably a top five team at the tournament. They could, obviously have two bad quizzes and they're out, but they did just come off a
Yeah.
second place finish.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay,
Right,
one more
yeah.
question
I
before
did
I get.
hear that
Go ahead.
Lydia is on the same team as Steven and Hannah
Oh,
Lee.
right. Yep,
That's what
that's
I
true.
heard. So,
That's true.
okay.
That's going to change things actually a lot.
This is new information to me. Okay, so the Falls 1 team, I'm assuming, is Hannah Lynn, Steven
Yeah.
Jr., Lydia,
Caleb.
and Caleb.
And there's a fifth one. I don't remember who, but there's a fifth one on their
Yeah,
team as well.
they're.
Okay, well, with all of your Wisconsin insight, do we know where Paul is at?
Probably the
Think he's
two.
false. Yeah,
Wait,
false too.
can, yeah, two or three.
I think from what I've heard, the first two teams are kind of similar to the quizzers who are at Colorado, and then the third team is kind of more like a JV elementary team, is what I heard. Which I guess Paul's on elementary, so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I would say he's probably elementary.
Shifting Lydia to the Falls 1 team makes them the best team 1 to 3 in the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my
Although,
mind, it's probably. And you said Caleb was their fourth quizzer?
yeah. Yep. Yeah. And there's a fifth one, and I know who it is. It's not coming to me. But I will say this, like you said, this tournament is all about depth because of the quiz out rules. And I think that's probably where Pastor Van is thinking, Pastor Steven Van, as he's pulling that. To me, if I'm looking at it, I'm seeing Falls One, like you just overstack your team, they're gonna get in each other's way. But because of the way this family operates, because Lydia will literally wait until handling quizzes out, Steven will do the same. Because of the way they operate, they're
Correct.
not competing against each other. If anybody can do it, it's
Yeah.
probably their team. So this
Okay.
probably does, like Pastor Van knows what he's doing. It's his own kids, So I
Right.
think
And
that this is
clearly
probably the
he's
smartest
won.
decision
Yeah.
for their
He's won
team.
umpteen majors. He knows what he's doing. So,
Yeah.
okay. Then that changes my answer for the sleeper pick then. I will then say, also, let me ask you this with your intelligence of Wisconsin teams, David, who's on this Maquonago team for Squonit? Because I know they're going to be different based on ages for the two tournaments.
So for Squanet is Matthew, who wasn't on the Colorado team, Nathan, Elizabeth, Daniel, and then Jeremiah. So same team except they added in Matthew. And did you want to know the AACS as well? Or
Once we get to AACS, but
okay, sure.
that's all I needed. So my sleeper would be Maquonago, because I think they're gonna outperform themselves as CI. I think they're a little bit lower in the rankings right now than what their potential is, and with that roster, they'd probably slip into the top five and would be a top five team. I would only consider them a sleeper because I think they're ranked lower than what their roof is right now. That's really it for Squonit. I do want to touch on something before we transition to AACS. Best tournament since COVID. Like, this is the first tournament where, outside of CI that we just had in February, I think there are realistically several teams that could see themselves getting into the top three that otherwise would not have said that in any of the past five seasons. So, question for the two of you here. Of the 19 teams, how many do you think realistically have a shot at getting in the top three?
So I kind of categorize the teams into teams I know will be good, which I have as Falls 1, Falls 2, Greenville, Ridgeview, the Schultz team, and hesitantly Maquonago. And then I have the teams that could be really good, but could also maybe make mistakes early on, which is FBCLB. I had the Paskiewicz team from Academy of Excellence in there, Falls 3, and then Crosspoint. And then like the team that I don't know much about, which would be that could be really good would be Pilgrims. And then for some reason I had Temple in here, but I don't think that's a team. But I would say like six or seven other teams other than the teams that we think of that could realistically have a shot to make it into the top three. So I would say this is probably the deepest tournament I can think of. I mean, Colorado was a pretty deep tournament, but it didn't have the number of teams as Squonit right now. But I think probably 1 to 10, looking at maybe a potential top 10 where you have any team that could make it into the top three, I think. I wouldn't be surprised if you told me 10 or the 11 of the teams made it into the top three or top five at this tournament.
How many?
Yeah, I actually pretty much agree with the way you kind of put things into tiers. It almost goes without saying, actually, that some of these teams you named, like Ridgeview Falls, Maquonago, Greenville, Schultz's, and I might be missing one, that all those teams are kind of the top tier, and the other ones could totally beat them, but kind of more of a second tier, more the sleeper tier. So I would definitely agree with the way you categorized it, and I would definitely say the same. Probably eight or nine of these teams, I think, I have a fair chance at getting into the top three.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Right now, I think eight or nine I could see sliding into the top three. And that's the most by a large margin since COVID.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to AACS. We'll go through this one, spend a little less time on it. So, this one, to get to AACS at the national level, you have to win your region and win your state. And each state does theirs a little differently. I'm only coming from knowledge of Tennessee and what I know of people who won their states in the past and got to nationals. So these 10 teams are First Baptist Long Beach from California, Crosspoint from Indiana, Maquonago from Wisconsin, Landmark from Virginia, Tabernacle from North Carolina, Temple from Texas. The teams that I just mentioned are also going to Squonit. And then we have this Marquette Manor team from Illinois, Chilton Christian Academy from Alabama. I'm going to butcher this pronunciation because I'm not from the Northeast, but Gloucester, New Jersey, and then Bethany from Michigan. All right, this one is a lot harder to pick. There's more kind of randomness that happens at AACS. It's unlike any of the other major tournaments we have, it's split into 2 days. The structure is just a little different. It's still double elimination. It is a six and six tournament, so you quiz out with six correct, six incorrect. Looking at the teams, California did win this tournament last year. Crosspoint, Indiana placed pretty well last year. If I'm not mistaken, Maquonago was top five last year at AACS. I think that's right. I don't
Probably
know
somewhere in
really
there.
anything about the others as it relates to the previous season's success. So, looking at these teams, who are your top three for AACS?
The problem is, since I don't really know a lot of these teams, I'm gonna tend to go with the ones I know. The ones I know are good. So I would definitely put Maquoneago up there. That'd be my first pick. FBCLB is probably gonna be second. Crosspoint third. So I'm gonna go ahead and put them in that order. And I would love to be surprised by some new teams. That'd be great. But at this point, I really don't know what these teams are. So I'm looking forward to getting to know some new quiz teams and talk to them, and hopefully we'll see some expansion in these areas. These are states, some of them that I never even know that there was quizzing in New Jersey or Texas, or I've just recently heard about some teams in Virginia. I know that there is ODAX there, but or Alabama, just some of these states I didn't even know there was quizzing there. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them and hope they do well.
I just had a quick question for Texas. Is Levi on the Texas team?
Levi is on the Texas team.
Okay, so that's he quizzed like virtually or a couple years ago, right? And okay.
Yes.
First of all, I'll start off with a deficit from Maquoneago. They're losing both Elizabeth and Nathan, which I would say are two of their
That's
top three
true.
quizzers right there. So that's pretty much taken away, let's say, probably 5 or 6 questions a quiz. Now, I think they're actually set up well for ACS in that they have a quizzer, Jeremiah, who's not like the fastest jumper, but he's a very steady guy with consistent knowledge. So I think that could benefit them. So I still think they'll be good. And then Daniel also has pretty good, he's stepped a lot up since Colorado. So they'll still be in my top 3 or 5. I would say FBCLB is right there, Crosspoint. I think that's my, if there's a sleeper pick to win ACS, that would be my sleeper pick. I think Illinois is going to be decent. They've showed some flashes at the Falls tournament. And then I would say Temple is probably my other team. I think they'll be pretty good, especially if they get that practice at Squanet. They could be in a position to do really well at AACS, especially if they have all their quizzers still at that tournament. So I honestly think it's probably one of the better AACSs in the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, you're missing like Old Paths that was there a couple years ago, but I think there's a solid five. I mean, five of the six or six of the teams are all at Squanet. So that shows that there's some interest in quizzing there if they're going to Squanet and AACS. So I think you're going to see five teams out of these 10 that have a shot at winning at it. The other five teams I don't really know too much about. So I guess we'll see what happens. I'm guessing actually that Bethany Christian School could be pretty good because I know there's been some quizzing in Michigan the last couple of years. Some teams were at Falls that were decent, so they could be a surprise there as well. But I think it will be some solid quizzing, maybe not quite the level of Squanet, but I would say better than in years past.
So your top three.
Top three, I would
Big three.
say Crosspoint, FBCLB, and Maquoneago.
I think we all agree on the top three.
Texas could be a toss-up to make
Yeah,
it to the
Texas
top three.
definitely has he's
So
the that's the kind of sleeper pick there for sure.
So here, I want to just put this out there. I think it's the top three or the top four teams in the country right now on our poll are not AACS members and won't be there. So that
Right.
should tell you about just the dip in competition from Monday to Tuesday. If you take out the most formidable or scary looking teams from Monday, that's going to make all of the remaining teams that are at AACS stronger in my mind. And those teams at AACS who are led by single quizzers are going to benefit more from a 6-6 rather than a 5-4 tournament. So before I give my answers, I just want to say the level of competition drops significantly from Squanet to AACS. That's really going to benefit the teams that were at Squanet. It will also benefit the ones that are led by individual quizzers. Given that and the information that David has shared, I'm going to put in my top three: Crosspoint, Indiana, FBCLB. They're the reigning champs. They're also probably going to be better having a single team rather than two teams like they had at CI. And then my sleeper to get into the top three, how could I not go Temple, Texas, who is not from the Temple Killeen area in Texas, but from Flower Mound, Texas, outside of DFW. So I will say that Texas gets into the top three, and that's an up-and-coming team to look forward to. All right, so we've gone through Squanet, gone through AACS. Let's go on to our Take It or Leave It segment. Take It or Leave It number one. A team who did not attend CI will win Squanet. Take It or Leave It.
If so, it would have to be Ridgeview. That's clearly who we're talking about here. So I'm gonna leave it. I really think Falls is gonna take it this time. I'm gonna say leave it, but it'll be close.
Gonna say leave it as well. Mike kind of said it, but you're basically saying Ridgeview. I mean, I would say Pilgrim or Texas, maybe they could be surprised, but
Right.
I'm pretty sure that out of the 8, 9 teams that have a chance, most of them were at Colorado, so I would say leave it as well.
I'm also going to say leave it. I think Falls, there's no way they do not win this tournament. I'm going to say that that one team, especially if they put Liddy on there, they're adjusting for the depth to kind of account for that 5-4 game. The best quizzer in the country is going to go out with a bang her senior year. I think Falls runs with it, which transitions us to our take it or leave it number two. The winner of Squonit will be the number one team of the year in the Bible Quizzard poll.
It becomes really interesting if a team other than Falls, Ridgeview, or Greenville wins it, but I would just say it's kind of like college basketball. You kind of referenced it earlier, but it's kind of like the March Madness tournament. You could have a team that does really good the whole year, but if they get to the March Madness and kind of fizzle out and don't make it and win the championship, everyone still thinks of the team that wins March Madness as like the champion for the year. And I would say whoever wins Squonit, now I would say it's definitely, there's some teams you would say have a much better chance of winning, but in my mind, I would say whoever wins Squonit, you can't not say that they're the best team. So I would say take it.
For multiple reasons, I would agree, and I will take it as well. Mainly just going off of, I believe Falls is going to run with it, just like you said. And if so, that would be their third tournament win for the year, which is more than anybody else has. So they would be the top team.
Yeah, I'm going to take it as well. I'm taking it for the reason that I think Falls will win the tournament. Therefore, who in their right mind is going to argue against that?
Right.
My one exception would be I think if Falls doesn't win the tournament, that's your upset story right there. Like,
Yeah.
oh my goodness, it happened. They didn't win.
Right.
If
Right.
it's going to happen where they're not the number one team, it's going to have to be Ridgeview. And I
Yep.
still think Squonit's going to be the best tournament of the year. I'm comfortable in saying that. But I think if Ridgeview wins Squonit and Falls One finishes second, and it's one of these deals where it comes down to like question 19 or 20 and Ridgeview barely beats them, then you're thrown into, okay,
That's tough.
you beat them twice, but one of them was
Yep.
before New Year's. You weren't at CI. That's the only situation where I think we have a pretty good argument, but I think Falls will win the tournament, and I think, of course, they would be the number one team after that. All right, so that was our take it or leave it too.
We could have a very interesting podcast in a couple weeks.
That'll be, yeah.
We could. That would be very interesting. I don't know. I mean, whatever happens, happens, but that would be a very interesting discussion, and we would need to see about having dissenters on or the best arguments for or against putting Falls number one if they were to get second to Ridgeview. But all right, so unanimous agreement on both take it or leave it. We were really, really in unity today. No disagreements, so that's fun. All right,
Amen.
so as we wrap this thing up, just to give you a quick look at what's going to happen. Like I said, Squonit will happen Monday, AACS Tuesday, with the finals to follow on Thursday. I don't know if we'll put out a review podcast next week, probably the following week. We're going to kind of give a review of both Squonit and AACS and the year as a whole. I'm very, very encouraged by what I've seen this season in Bible quizzing. I think it's undoubtedly the best season since COVID. The level of competition has gone up dramatically. I'm very happy to see more parity, maybe not necessarily at the top, but in the middle of the pack, where more teams are showing up to tournaments and knowing their material, being more competitive, and just more quizzing events happening around the country. That's very encouraging to me. I do know we also have a podcast we'll release in the future with an answer to a mailbag question. This is also a reminder to all of our listeners, utilize that mailbag at BibleQuizzer.net, at BibleQuizzer.net, and we will address your questions in a future podcast. You might have some that come up and you want answered during this final week of Bible quizzing. Before we wrap it up, any parting or closing thoughts for you, Micah?
Yeah, I actually want to mention that right as we're wrapping up our season here in the States, also going off what you said about it's been a great year. Cameroon is just finishing up their first year of Bible quizzing, and now they're starting their second year. And they've got I believe they have 15 teams going into this first tournament of their year. So that's exciting to see how Bible Quizzing has gone ahead in not just America, but around the world. And Nigeria is moving forward as well. So just encouraging to hear that as they're starting Hebrews and Peter over there now. Just this next week, happening at the same time as Squonit and Nationals. And also, just want to give a push to any quizzers who are potential quizzers who are thinking about jumping in this year. If you do, now is the time. As soon as Squonit and Nationals are over, everybody's going to be jumping into the next chapters. And mainly that'll be James. If you jump into James to compete at the Summer Spectacular at Falls or California, if you just do 3 verses a day, you'll be done in 5 or 6 weeks. Just 3 verses a day. If you do just 1 verse a day, you'll have 2 or 3 chapters by June 20th, which is Falls tournament. So really would encourage you to try for it. James is an awesome book to memorize. It's going to be a great year. Love Romans and James. They're some of my favorite books. One of my best years of quizzing. So I'd really encourage you to just go for it. Just dive in.
Just to the quizzers going into the Squana and the ACS tournaments, just don't get so focused on the competition that you don't take the time to fellowship and spend time with the other quizzers. Just really enjoy the tournament and just get the opportunity to meet your quizzers around. You know, I made a lot of friends just by being at tournaments and talking to other quizzers, and there's a lot of quizzers who want to do what's right and just love memorizing the Word of God. So just take the time, be encouraged, spend time with the other quizzers, and quiz tournaments were always a time where I got to just meet some friends and catch up with friends I hadn't seen for a while. So just look at it as a just good time to meet other people, and also don't get too caught up in the fellowship that you also don't focus on the competition too. So it goes both ways, but I'm really looking forward to being at this tournament and seeing all of you all, and stay studying.
Yeah, I echo both of your thoughts. I'm really bummed and disappointed that I can't be at the tournament this year, unfortunately, but Lord willing, I'll be following it from a distance. And I look forward to getting updates from y'all during the day. So hit me up with those. I need to be on top of all the information that's happening. Want to encourage all the quizzers, again, like David said, go in, give it your best, give it all you got for the competition. Don't forget to fellowship with other quizzers, learn what you can. For all of the seniors that have been quizzing this season, congratulations on ending great quizzing careers. Don't forget all that you've learned in high school or as long as you've been quizzing. Take the verse in your head and let them take the journey down to your heart and let it affect the way that you live your lives. I've been out of quizzing, out of high school, I think for 9 years now, and the verses are great. They help you and they haunt you.
That's
Use the
right.
positive and the negative of having those verses. The negative, I just mean chastening, which isn't really a negative, but you get what I mean. I also want to give a pitch for the spectacular tournament happening in the southeastern part of the United States, GAS, or the Green Valeria Summer Spectacular. That's going to be happening in July. That one's a little different. Instead of covering James, it's going to cover Romans chapter 1, chapter 3, chapter 5, and chapter 6. So covering 4 chapters. That is a great tournament. If you're closer to the southeast than you are to Wisconsin or California, I highly encourage you to try to memorize the material and participate in that one.
Absolutely.
It's a great tournament. Hope you all can get to at least one spectacular tournament this season, and then we'll roll right into the next season over all of Romans and all of James. All right, this has been the Bible Quizzer Podcast. See ya.